third hour, we have open phones. But right now, we are joined by somebody who played 12 years in the NFL, 11 of them with the Detroit Lions. He was a four-time Pro Bowler. He was a three-time All-Pro. He retired as the Lions team leader in career receptions, receiving yards, and TD catches. He was an All-American indoor and outdoor ACC high jump champion and a Heisman Trophy finalist. He was the 10th pick overall in 1991 out of Virginia. He is working with Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. And we'll talk about that too. Herman Moore is my guest. Herman, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you and lots to talk about. Your former team, the Lions, are coming off a tough loss to Oakland. Let me start right there because they did start the year 2-0-1, but they've dropped three of their last four. So, Herman, eight games in, what kind of thoughts do you have about the team?
Well, right now the thoughts are really this is a team that's having some struggles. Offensively, they're trying to outscore their opponents, and I don't know if this team is good enough to do that on a consistent basis, definitely not week in and week out. They're going to need some help from a struggling defense that right now are not committing enough people to the pass rush because they're trying to protect the secondary. So there are some problems going into a critical part of the season. And right now we know that the month of November is where teams are deciding on their postseason opportunities and also whether or not they're going to have division titles.
Herman Moore joining us. You know, you also made the point on Twitter that the running game is going to be vital for the success of this team. You know, the way the game is played right now, it's pass first, pass, pass, pass. Lay it out for me. What do you mean by that? Why is the running game so critical to this crew?
Well, this is a team that has players that, especially when you look at the tight ends and then you look at a big play capability by the wide receivers, play action is big for them. They're able to, you know, draw up those secondary guys or be able to get them to have to commit out of the zone coverage or combo coverages into single coverage. Well, that's a tough task for a lot of these defensive backs against the likes of a Marvin Jones, or you start looking at a Kenny Golladay and even T.J. Hockenson. I mean, they're tough to manage that way. But if they can let guys play back and only have to rush a couple guys, then that becomes problematic because they have no fear of the run. And the only thing I would say is this, Jim, is that if you can't get the running game going, then perhaps you need to start implementing another receiver into the progression to where now they're looking to get that 3 to 5 yards and it becomes more of a read pattern.
Herman Moore is sounding like the four-time Pro Bowler he is, three-time All-Pro. He's working with Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, and I'll pick that up a little bit later on. So, Herman, earlier this season, Matthew Stafford became the fastest player in league history to get to 40,000 passing yards. What do you make of that accomplishment and him as a quarterback? In other words, does he get the respect that he deserves?
I don't think necessarily he gets the respect he deserves nationally and league-wide. I think there's an appreciation, kind of bittersweet, even in the Michigan markets, because he's kind of grandfathered into some of the failures from the past. And that with that means that they're not as up on him and high on him as they really should be. He's a guy, they look at his win-loss record versus 500 or better teams. They look at the lack of the playoffs, performances and things of that nature, but he's been very durable, he's been very consistent, and he's been kind of the Iron Man of this position. And for Matthew Stafford, you look for that in a quarterback. Anytime you have a franchise that you can go with one guy for so long, there's something to be said about that. And I think there's many teams around the NFL who would love to have a player of his caliber that thinks that that's the missing piece. So, you know, does he get the recognition and the accolades that he deserves? Probably not. But does he need to also have some of those things like championships and division titles and also competing on the conference championship games? Absolutely. And I think short of that, he will never really hit that level other than being a guy that has a lot of stats.
We're talking to Herman Moore. Now, Herman, everybody knows how the game has changed in terms of what a defensive back and a linebacker can do. But for perspective, as a receiver, take everybody back to when you played. What was it like to try to get off the line of scrimmage, and what could DBs do to you back then?
That was a challenge in itself. You would always be worried or concerned a little bit about how would a team play you once you defeated that first defensive back. I knew that they would either walk up a safety and let the defensive back get really aggressive and then stack another guy behind them. Sometimes they bring up a linebacker, especially if you were a point in the slot position, and we used to run a trip set out of the slot. That guy, you had no room. You can't really take a release inside. You really couldn't release outside because the linebackers were so strong and they were big and they would crowd the line. And within 5 yards back then, Jim, you know, it was everything goes. I mean, they could grab, they could hit. And if you ran that drag route and you weren't 5 yards deep and you had your head looking back at the quarterback, you could get wiped out on the other side and it wouldn't be illegal. The middle was open for your safeties. So it's changed quite a bit. And it was a challenge getting off the line, to say the least.
So if you get off the line, Herman, what was it like to run across the middle of the field in the NFC back in the day?
It was brutal because not only did you have to contend with safeties that were very aggressive, but you also had to deal with the implementation of Tony Dungy's Tampa 2. And you didn't know what linebacker was going to be running down and scouting you in the middle for one of those in routes. So you really had a couple layers there that you had to navigate that ultimately meant that if you did catch a pass, 9 times out of 10, you were going to get what we call blown up. You weren't necessarily just going to go through there and escape.
You had Tony Dungy's linebackers. Then you had John Lynch back there in the secondary, too.
A linebacker playing safety, absolutely. Number 47. And when you start remembering guys' numbers so easily, then you know.
That's such a great point. Like, Herman, what's another number? If I were to say to you, give me another number that comes to mind of a guy, like what other number or other numbers do you remember?
Steve Atwater.
Yep.
Carnell Lake. Even Ronnie Lott, near the end of his career, he was still moved over to safety. And Ronnie's one of those guys that sold out. You know, when he would just come after you, he would come and blow the boom. So there were guys all across. Chuck Cecil, I ended up playing against him when he was out with the Houston Oilers near the end of his career, when he was all about how many people could he knock out and knock himself out in the path of that.
So. Do you remember that, Herman? Like, well, I don't remember the exact caption, but Chuck Cecil was on the cover of SI that one year, right? Like the most dangerous man in the NFL. Atwater, too, especially. But then the amazing thing, Herman, you had 123 receptions in 1995. Given the way the game was officiated back then and the way we're talking about it, if you were allowed, or if you could play right now when defenses can no longer do these things, what kind of numbers would you put up when you consider the way the game is officiated now?
If I was still playing and then playing with a coordinator like Tom Moore, who you've seen what he's done everywhere he's gone, whether it's Arizona or Indianapolis, that was one that was geared towards guys that could get open, catch the ball, and make things happen. I think 150 for people in that system,
sure.
your top guy should average between 140, 150 a year in this climate, in this day and age.
Herman Moore, my guest. No, no doubt. So Saturday, let me ask you this. You, Lomas Brown, and a number of former Lions players accompanied a group of 79 veterans from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and you went to D.C. What was your reaction when that first came up, and then what was that trip like?
You know, words really can't do it any justice, and I didn't know what to expect when I was asked to be one of the guardians that would go out with these military veterans and to tour D.C. and to see just these monuments and the memorials and all these things that would bring back so many memories. It was fun the first night because these guys got a chance to meet one another. They were from all different places around the country and different branches of the military. And then the next day when we got out to D.C., it was just quiet on the bus. And you look at them looking around. And then when we got to go to the different sites, whether it was, you know, for Vietnam or Korea or World War II, It was surreal because you realize the sacrifices and the unselfishness that these guys have made to protect people they don't even know and they may never even meet. That's an ultimate sacrifice. So it was an honor for me to be there with them and to support them and take them around. And I hope I get invited to do it again.
What an amazing experience. NFL great Herman Moore, my guest. You're working with Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. Herman, what are you doing with them?
Well, with Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, I have a trading one uniform for another program, which awards $10,000 scholarships to military veterans. But also, they've opened it up so that you can also include our first responders. Nominations have started for that scholarship. And we know Veterans Day is coming up on Monday, so we tell you to keep them in mind, not just then, but going through, if you know of someone, to nominate them. You have until December 6th to do so. And then we're going to announce the winners on December 26th at the Quick Lane Bowl. And for those who don't know about Quick Lane has been a title sponsor for the past 6 years and also over 800 locations across the country. So this is a wonderful, wonderful company and organization that's made a commitment back to those that are so deserving.
Very, very good cause. Glad to talk about it. Herman, one last thought. You had a tweet, and you had this picture of you in the weight room and a great caption, quote, "Getting it in. I take my mental and physical health seriously. 30 pounds kicking my butt doing high reps. Plus, I don't want to look like I never played the game." Man, I love that attitude. When you work as hard as you did during your career, it would be easy and tempting to kind of let yourself go in retirement like you earned it, but you haven't done that. How come?
Because one thing, my family, my wife, she does a lot of personal training, but she's also in the mental and physical health space. So going out and making sure that I take care of myself and set the example for my two sons, they're 26 and 27. If you want longevity in life, you got to take care of yourself. This is the only vehicle we got that's going to carry us the rest of the way. So we got to take care of it, not just on the physical, but the mental side as well.
He retired as the Lions team leader in career receptions, receiving yardage and TD catches, 12 years in the NFL, four-time Pro Bowler, and today appearing compliments of Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. Herman, great to get caught up. I appreciate it so much. Great to have you back.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Herman. Well done. What a class act. 1-800-636-8686. Man, I can't stress that enough. I love the way he laid out what it was like to play the game back then, before the rule changes. And the guys that he mentioned, Atwater, Steve Atwater was fierce. Ronnie Lott was fierce. Chuck Cecil was one of the scariest dudes ever. Carnell Lake. Carnell Lake actually lives in our area. Jake and his son were friends.